Meister Shoyek Achoya. A younger man went shortly after he was married to a very chashuv rav in Yerushalayim with a brownish man, and he asked the rav, "What's the story?" The rav says, "Kemen mekel zayin." What does it mean? You could be mekel. Yes or no? So he starts doing drisha v'chakira. Are you in Shana Rishayna? How long are you married? What's that? The kitzer. You can be mekel at the end of the day. It's not a shasat chak. You can be, it's a shasat chak. You can be mekel. Kitzer, a month or two later, the woman does a bedikah at night. And to her, it looks like it's red. She sees him in the morning. And it's brown. They bring it to her elf. Most is not a problem. She says, listen here. I remember, this is, looks exactly like that reddish, that brownish one that we brought. The Kevin Mekel Zion one, and I'm not ready to be Mekel now. I want to be Machmer. He says, listen here, the rabbi said it's okay. That's what we do. She says, no, I'm being Machmer. Hechi Dani Dani Ilahai Dino. Does she have a recht to do that or not? So, we saw first of all, what's with the color brown? Is brown okay? Is brown not okay? We brought down the Yavitz, Keklipas, Armoinim. Such a brown is okay. Matzasi Kosov, the Sejitari says, because the Jew brings it down. But those that are Chayshish, there's different browns that are maybe started off as red. That there is Makom certainly to be Mako with regard to browns, if it's a real brown. Now, there's a different issue over here. The woman said that she thought that it was red at night. So, it was red, it was one color was red, and then it seems to be changed colors. So what's the halacha in such a case? When do you have to be, in such a case, can you be mekel, or do you go baser shas yitziyah? So the machla we saw with regard to paskin going to wet mara, that there's three shittas. The Bach says that even if it looks now like it's tahar, then you still have to wait, maybe it's going to become tummy tomorrow. The Shach and the Taz say you don't have to be choshish, lemach the kinin reyaso, and you don't have to worry about it. However, if you do see that it changed, then in a chanami, it would be problematic. Now, the Yavit says, or the Chacham Tzvi says, that no, even if you see that it changed, and it became more chomer, nevertheless, you always go b'shas yitzim and a guf. And then b'shas yitzim and a guf was a problem, then it's a problem. And if it wasn't a problem, it's not a problem, even if it changed afterwards. How do we go halacha l'maaseh? We go, the Yavit even want to go like the Chacham Tzvi, we go like the Shach HaMatav, the Shevin Levi says, which is the mutzah. You don't have to be choshish that maybe it's going to change. So you light a paskin on a wet mara, you can throw it in the garbage can. If you didn't throw it in the garbage can, you check the next day, and it changed, and it looks worse, and the chanami is going to be problematic. Here is fakir, though. Here, lachar, in this case, where it was bad and a problem at night, and during the day it looked okay, and lachar was already problematic. But that's only if we know for sure that it's problematic. Says the Sidrei Taro, the Pesach Shur brings down that if it's only a suffix, whether or not it was Tameh at night, then in a Hanami you wouldn't have to say that it's for sure Tameh, and we go buster what it was during the day. So it's easier to see during the day than at night, and we be Kerveh during the day. Now, Bechlal, who says that you could even look at night? Lachar, the halacha is you're only supposed to look during the day. At night you can't tell Bechlal, so what you saw at night is nothing. And we saw that, maybe we saw, the Taro Hashem brings down, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the end of these halachas, even though it's from Persia Gemara, is because Zvanenu, we're after everything which is Noite, which is Noite Lad Mimus, which is really the way that the Shulchan Aruch passes in Sefalet, that anything which is Noite Lad Mimus is problematic. The way the Shach says it, the only thing that we're Mitar is Dover She'enu Einboi Shum Neti Lad Mimus Klal. There's no Neti Lad Mimus, which the Shulchan Aruch says, that's Yorik and Lovin and Zov Kesheva, okay, Zov Kimara Zov Ashaiva is also okay. Now, exactly what does that mean? That we leave up to Rabbi. That's what she did. But she said, Lamaito, to me it looked red at night, and then it changed during the day. And even if not, even if you want to tell me that it wasn't a problem, then still, out the brown, I want to answer. So, with regard to the red at night, generally, you don't have to be choshish that it was a problem. Unless she says 100% and you can't convince her in other ways, there's no suffix whatsoever. And in Hanami, if she says that it's red at night, then it's problematic. However, if you have a way to convince her out of it, are you 100% sure that it is? I thought it was. It had some sort of, it was wet, I couldn't tell. You have yellow lights in the house? Yeah, you have yellow lights in the house. Okay, so now go back now and you'll see that it'll still look red when you bring it back. Even though it now looks brown, you bring it back, you'll see that it looks red. So therefore, if a woman's not 100% sure, then we have the Sidur Taro. We don't have to reckon with the fact that it looks a little bit red at night. That's what the Shevi Levi says. Generally, when it's wet, you can't really tell. And the shine that it gives is sometimes a red shine. Unless you're 100% sure, then it's not a problem. Aye, but it's brown this morning. And brown is a topic. And she says she wants to be machmer. Then we have the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says, Ma'ase Shoya, that they brought up stock to the Rav. And the Rav says that it's okay. And the husband says, no, I'm being machmer. So does he have a recht to be machmer or not? Says the Chassam Sefer, Kachi Darkin Shapushin, and she got married, she realized that this is the type of person that she's marrying. So it depends on what type of person you're marrying. But if it's the type of person that you marry, that they're always looking to grow, Bnei Aliyah, and therefore to be Machmer, even on Suffolk, and since the Maisa, it's only Matsasi Kasa for the Yavits, but not if we hold the brown, there is a Mokum to be Machmer, there are Shitas that hold the brown, is problematic. Mamela, since it's some safer, Lechura, and a Chachami, you'll be able to be Machmer. That's only for him to be Machmer and her. However, we don't say Kachi Darkin Shal Prushais. Still haven't seen that as of yet. And in a Hanami, that's a Mashmois. Kimdimani Badi Shulchan says that Mashmois is Nehus Ketanis, that she doesn't have a recht. She's Meshubit to him. And if he doesn't want to be Machmer, then in a Hanami, she can't be Machmer. Machlal Yesh Lain Bizmanenu, if it's a good idea to be Machmer in such situations.